Good morning. It's January 14th, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report discusses the recent decline in short interest for Direction Daily TSLA Bear 1X shares and updates on its trading performance and institutional activity. In a new piece by MarketBeat, it was revealed that short interest in this exchange-traded fund significantly dropped by over 53% in December, indicating a shift in investor sentiment. As of the end of December, the total short interest stood at just over 1.5 million shares, down from more than 3 million shares just 2 weeks earlier. This decline suggests fewer investors are betting against the stock, which may reflect a more bullish outlook among traders. Notably, around 10.6% of the fund's shares are currently sold short, and with an average daily volume exceeding 57 million shares, the short interest ratio is effectively 0 days. On the trading front, the shares opened at $5.10, with a 12-month low of $4.62 and a high of $13.88. The fund's recent performance has shown some stability, as indicated by its 50-day simple moving average of $5.22 and a 200-day average of $6.16. In a positive development for investors, Direction Daily TSLA Bear 1X shares recently declared a quarterly dividend of just under 5 cents per share, which translates to an annualized yield of 3.9%. This is an increase from the previous dividend, signaling a commitment to returning value to shareholders. Institutional activity has also been notable, with several hedge funds increasing their stakes. For instance, SBI Securities raised its holdings by over 21%, while PayPay Securities saw an impressive growth of more than 87% in its stake during the second quarter. Such institutional buying can often reflect confidence in the underlying asset's future performance. Overall, the significant decline in short interest, along with the increase in institutional investments and dividend hikes, paints a picture of shifting investor dynamics for Direction Daily TSLA Bear 1X shares.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional ownership of PayPal Holdings, Inc., and insights into the company's stock performance. MarketBeat recently noted that Cullen & Associates significantly increased its stake in PayPal by over 288% during the third quarter, acquiring more than 74,000 additional shares. This brought their total holdings to just over 100,000 shares, valued at approximately $6.7 million. Other institutional investors have also made adjustments to their positions. For instance, GSB Wealth Management and Wedmont Private Capital both increased their stakes, albeit by smaller percentages. Collectively, institutional investors now hold around 68% of PayPal's shares, reflecting substantial interest from larger financial entities. On the trading side, PayPal stock recently opened at $56.56, showing a slight decline of 1.3%. The company has experienced a wide price range over the past year, with a low of $55.85 and a high of $93.25. With a market capitalization nearing $53 billion, PayPal's price-to-earnings ratio sits around 11.33, indicating it might be undervalued compared to historical averages. In terms of financial performance, PayPal recently reported earnings that exceeded analyst expectations, with earnings per share coming in at $1.34 for the last quarter. This performance, alongside revenue growth, has led analysts to predict optimistic earnings for the upcoming quarters. However, sentiment around PayPal is mixed. While some analysts have downgraded their ratings amid concerns over slowing growth and increased competition, others remain bullish, citing the company's strong partnership with Deutsche Bank and innovations in technology. As the market looks ahead, PayPal's ability to stabilize its revenue streams and adapt to competitive pressures will be crucial in determining its stock performance. This report covers Sizzle Acquisition Corp. II's plans for its upcoming stock trading options and its merger with European Lithium. According to Stock Titan's latest report,
Sizzle Acquisition Corporation II has announced that starting in May 2025, investors will be able to trade its Class A ordinary shares and rights separately from the initial public offering units. The units, which have already begun trading under the symbol SCZLU, initially raised $230 million by selling 23 million units. Each unit consists of one Class A ordinary share and a right to receive one-tenth of a Class A share upon completion of a business combination. The company is looking to make acquisitions across various sectors, including restaurants, hospitality, and technology, among others. In a noteworthy development, Sizzle Acquisition Corp. is set to merge with European Lithium, culminating in the formation of Critical Metals Corporation, which is expected to be listed on the NASDAQ under the ticker CRML. This merger aims to capitalize on the lithium market by acquiring the Wolfsburg Lithium Project in Austria, projected to be the first licensed lithium mine in Europe. This venture is significant as it could produce enough lithium concentrate to power about 200,000 electric vehicles annually by 2025. Additionally, a long-term agreement with BMW to supply battery-grade lithium hydroxide will provide a substantial prepayment of $15 million, further solidifying the partnership's potential in the lithium sector. Overall, these moves position Sizzle Acquisition Corp. II and its partners for a promising future in a rapidly growing market.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional ownership of Edison International. MarketBeat's latest research indicates that Sumitomo Mitsui DS Asset Management Company has significantly reduced its stake in Edison International by over 30% during the third quarter, now holding nearly 48,000 shares, valued at around $2.6 million. Interestingly, other institutional investors have been more active in the opposite direction. For instance, Norges Bank made a substantial investment in Edison International, acquiring shares worth approximately $268 million in the previous quarter. Meanwhile, AQR Capital Management has increased its holdings by over 83%, now owning nearly 10 million shares, valued at about $510 million. In addition, Vanguard Group has also upped its stake by nearly 5%, bringing its total to over 51 million shares, valued at around $2.6 billion. Los Angeles Capital Management and Man Group have also made notable increases, with stakes rising by over 237% and 109% respectively. The data shows that institutional investors now control nearly 89% of Edison International's shares, indicating a strong confidence in the company's potential. On the operational front, Edison International recently reported impressive quarterly earnings, surpassing analysts' expectations with earnings per share of $2.34 compared to the expected $2.16. Revenue also exceeded forecasts at $5.75 billion, reflecting a year-over-year increase of over 10%. In a positive development for shareholders, the company has declared a quarterly dividend that will increase from 83 cents to 87.75 cents per share. This adjustment brings the annualized dividend to approximately $3.51, yielding about 5.8%. Looking ahead, analysts have mixed views on Edison International. While some maintain a hold rating, others like Cowen have initiated a buy rating. The consensus price target among analysts stands at $63.50, reinforcing a generally cautious yet optimistic outlook on the stock.
This report discusses the recent changes in institutional ownership and stock performance of Coterra Energy, as highlighted by MarketBeat. In a recent filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the New York State Teachers Retirement System disclosed a reduction in its stake in Coterra Energy by 5.7% during the third quarter, following the sale of almost 50,000 shares. This brings their total holdings to approximately 817,000 shares, valued at around $19 million. Meanwhile, other institutional investors have been active as well. For example, Bogart Wealth acquired a new stake worth about $26,000, while Reap Financial Group significantly increased its position by over 190%, now owning just over 1,000 shares, valued at around $28,000. Notably, institutional investors and hedge funds collectively hold nearly 88% of Coterra Energy's stock. Looking at the stock's performance, it opened at $25.20 and has a market capitalization of approximately $19 billion. The stock's price-to-earnings ratio stands at 11.61, indicating a relatively low valuation compared to some peers. Coterra Energy recently missed earnings expectations, reporting earnings per share of 41 cents, falling short of the anticipated 43 cents. However, their revenue of $1.82 billion did reflect a robust year-over-year increase of 33.7%. Additionally, Coterra Energy has announced a quarterly dividend of 22 cents per share, which translates to an annualized dividend of 88 cents and a yield of 3.5%. This payout ratio is currently at about 40.5%. Analysts have mixed views on the stock, with some adjusting their price targets downward. For instance, Scotiabank has lowered its target from $35 to $32, while JPMorgan Chase has revised theirs down to $31. Despite these adjustments, the overall sentiment remains cautiously optimistic, with 16 analysts rating the stock as a buy and 7 as a hold, reflecting a moderate buy rating overall. In summary, Coterra Energy remains a notable player in the energy sector, attracting significant institutional interest, though it faces challenges in meeting earnings expectations.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional investments in CMS Energy Corporation, as well as its financial performance and analyst ratings. Market beat analysis shows that the New York State Teachers Retirement System reduced its stake in CMS Energy by 8.5% during the third quarter, now holding just over 212,000 shares, valued at approximately $15,584,000. This follows a trend where various institutional investors have adjusted their positions, with Norges Bank making a significant new investment worth nearly $239 million in the previous quarter. In more dramatic moves, Cube Research and Technologies increased its holdings by over 1,000%, now controlling about 1,460,000 shares valued at over $100 million. Similarly, Sorabon Capital Partners raised its position by 215.8%, and Asinagon Asset Management increased its stake by 236.2% in the most recent quarter. Currently, institutional investors own about 93.5% of CMS Energy stock, highlighting strong institutional interest. Analysts have also been active, with several brokerages commenting on the stock. Notably, Wall Street Zen upgraded CMS Energy from a sell to a hold rating, while KeyCorp raised its price target from $76 to $79, giving it an overweight rating. CMS Energy recently reported earnings that surpassed expectations, posting earnings per share of 93 cents, beating the consensus estimate by 7 cents. Its revenue for the quarter reached $2 billion, significantly up from the previous year. The company has set guidance for earnings per share in the upcoming fiscal years, projecting a steady increase. Additionally, CMS Energy announced a quarterly dividend of 54 cents per share, translating to an annualized dividend yield of 3.1%, affirming its commitment to returning value to shareholders. Insider trading activity also reflects some selling, as a senior vice president sold 4,000 shares recently. Overall, CMS Energy appears to be under a microscope as analysts and investors reassess their strategies, and its strong earnings performance, coupled with significant institutional holdings, could indicate a robust outlook moving forward.
This report discusses recent institutional investment activity and performance updates for Lululemon Athletica Inc. MarketBeat's latest research indicates that the New York State Teachers Retirement System has increased its stake in Lululemon by 10.5% during the third quarter, bringing their total holdings to nearly 100,000 shares, valued at approximately $17.7 million. Additionally, various other institutional investors have also been active in the stock. For instance, Blue Trust Inc. expanded its position significantly, raising its holdings by nearly 97%, while Migdal Insurance and Financial Holdings increased its stake by an impressive 464% during the second quarter. In terms of company performance, Lululemon has revised its fourth quarter revenue forecast, now expecting results at the higher end of prior guidance due to strong demand during the holiday season. Reports from several outlets have backed this optimistic outlook, confirming better than anticipated sales figures. However, there are concerns regarding the company's premium valuation and ongoing margin pressures, particularly when compared to competitors like Under Armour. These valuation issues could limit Lululemon's upside potential. Governance challenges have also been highlighted, which might introduce risks that investors should consider. On the analyst front, the consensus rating for Lululemon remains a hold, with a consensus price target of approximately $228. This suggests that while there is cautious optimism, analysts see limited near-term gains from current levels. In summary, while Lululemon is experiencing strong sales momentum and increased institutional interest, potential valuation and governance issues remain critical factors for investors to watch moving forward. This commentary highlights recent investments in Hormel Foods Corporation by various institutional investors. In a new piece by MarketBeat, it was reported that Sumitomo Mitsui DS Asset Management has significantly increased its stake in Hormel Foods, raising its position by 130% during the third quarter. The firm now holds over 91,000 shares, valued at approximately $2.2 million. Other institutional players have also been active. For instance, MUFG Securities entered the scene with a new investment worth $26,000 in the second quarter. Meanwhile, Cromwell Holdings saw a staggering increase of 162.7% in its holdings, bringing its total to 1,001 shares valued at $30,000. Caldwell Trust and AssetMark also made notable purchases, with AssetMark increasing its stake by an impressive 1,490.7%. Looking at Hormel Foods' stock performance, shares opened at $23.47, with a market capitalization of $12.91 billion. The company has shown some resilience, reporting a revenue of $3.19 billion for its latest quarter, even though it slightly missed analyst expectations. Their earnings per share came in at 32 cents, surpassing forecasts by 2 cents. Hormel Foods recently announced a quarterly dividend increase, boosting it to 29.25 cents per share, reflecting a healthy yield of 5%. However, the payout ratio is notably high at 134.48%, which could raise concerns about sustainability. Analysts remain mixed on the stock. While some have upgraded their price targets, others, like Wall Street, have downgraded the stock from a hold to a sell rating. The average target price among analysts sits at $28.29, suggesting limited upside potential. Overall, Hormel Foods appears to be navigating a challenging environment, but the recent institutional interest could signal confidence in its long-term prospects.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional investment and insider trading related to First Solar, Inc. In a statement, MarketBeat shared that the New York State Teachers Retirement System has reduced its investment in First Solar by 4.5% during the third quarter, resulting in ownership of over 87,000 shares valued at approximately $19 million. This follows a trend among other institutional investors, with SFE Investment Council increasing its stake by 9.1%, while Atlantic Union Bankshares Corp. took a new position worth about $1.3 million. Interestingly, two directors at First Solar have made significant sales of their shares recently. Director Michael T. Sweeney sold 4,500 shares, decreasing his position by nearly 25%, while Director Paul H. Stebbins sold 7,000 shares, which represented a 31% reduction in his holdings. Over the last 90 days, insiders have sold nearly 49,000 shares, totaling nearly $13 million. On the analyst front, several firms have updated their price targets for First Solar. Robert W. Baird increased its target from $240 to $264, while Barclays set a target of $279. This reflects a generally positive outlook among analysts, as evidenced by the stock's average rating of moderate buy. Currently, First Solar shares opened at around $241 and have seen a 52-week range from a low of $116 to a high of $285. The company recently reported earnings that, while showing significant revenue growth year over year, fell slightly short of analyst expectations for earnings per share. In summary, First Solar remains an interesting player in the solar technology sector, attracting both investment interest and scrutiny from analysts and insiders alike.
This commentary focuses on the recent trading activity and market outlook for F5 Inc. According to a recent report from MarketBeat, the New York State Teachers Retirement System has reduced its holdings in F5 by 7.7% during the third quarter, selling over 4,000 shares. This brings their total ownership down to approximately 50,000 shares, valued at around $16 million. Additionally, several other institutional investors have been active with their positions in F5. State Street Corporation has increased its stake by 1.5%, now holding over 3 million shares worth nearly $934 million. Meanwhile, Geode Capital Management has boosted its holdings by 3.8%, and First Trust Advisors has grown its stake by 5.8%. On the operational front, F5 recently introduced a new service, Engines AASAS for Google Cloud, aiming to enhance its cloud-native application delivery and security capabilities. This move is expected to broaden its market reach and support ongoing revenue growth. However, the company is also facing challenges. A significant cybersecurity incident disclosed in October has prompted a securities class action lawsuit, raising concerns about potential litigation costs and revenue uncertainty. This issue is currently weighing heavily on investor sentiment. In terms of stock performance, shares of F5 opened at $269.81 recently. The company's stock has seen considerable fluctuations, with a 52-week low of $223 and a high of $346. Analysts have mixed views, with some lowering price targets while others maintain a more optimistic outlook. As of now, F5 holds a market capitalization of approximately $15.6 billion, and the stock is generally rated as a hold, according to the consensus of market analysts. The volatility surrounding the cybersecurity incident and the mixed institutional trading activity will likely keep investors on their toes in the coming weeks.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.